point of the show is financial freedom, right? Not just what you make, but what you keep. Well, if you can deduct depreciation and offset your passive income, then you can keep more, thereby allowing you to invest more, cover your daily expenses. And then it gets even better if you're a real estate professional.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back to another Multifamily Monday episode. Today, we're going to be talking about that quote that we hear by Andrew Carnegie that went something like, paraphrasing here, 90% of all millionaires did so through real estate or owned real estate. And one of the main reasons for that, at least now currently, is due to the tax benefits, amongst many other things. I've talked about that in a previous episode that you can go back and take a listen to. But today we're going to be focusing specifically on the tax benefits of investing in real estate and how it can really help you create true wealth and true passive income. So then you can have more time to do what you want, when you want. Again, it's not what you make, but what you keep. That's what this whole entire podcast is about, being able to create passive income, being able to keep your fair share. So then you can in turn live the life you want to live, be able to do the things you want to do and help the people that you want to help. Before I get into that, again, a little housekeeping. Thank you for everyone who's listening. I see the numbers going up and up every month. It means a lot. And for those of you that have left ratings and reviews, again, greatly appreciate that. Helps the podcast get in front of more ears and then also on YouTube side in front of more eyes. So I just want to give a shout out to Megan, who left me a nice rating and review. It's titled Amazing Content. Sean does such a good job covering a variety of topics. The guests offer valuable insight as well. I would recommend this podcast to anyone looking to be inspired and informed. Thank you so much, Megan. And again, if you find any value out of this, I would just greatly appreciate if you could, one, leave a rating and review, but two, to share with someone that you think could also receive some value from listening. That would mean a lot as well. All right, so let's get into the fun stuff, taxes. I know that gets everyone excited, but it actually gets me excited because this is where true wealth is built when it comes to real estate. I'm just going to talk about a few of the major ones, and then the last segment is the one that's really powerful in my view. There's kind of two of them. So first, deductible expenses. So just like in a business, you can deduct expenses because this is essentially a business you're running real estate. I mean, when I say that, investment property, anything, think about it, from travel, you're traveling to your property, whether you're going to fly to a different state or if you're local, you're driving. So that could be your gas, deduct the miles. There's actually a great app called Mile IQ. So if you're someone who's local and you drive your properties, Mile IQ will track you via your phone, GPS, and it knows when you've started driving, when you stop, and then it'll pop up and you can actually swipe side to side if that was business travel or personal. And it's just a really easy way to calculate or record and keep track of your driving over the year. And then you can submit all that data to your CPA, your accountant. That's a nice quick tip right there. I started using that over this past year and it's a lifesaver. Instead of having to like manually go back and track, whether that be on a piece of paper or Excel spreadsheet, that's just time consuming. This makes it really easy. So that's a quick tip. But you're able to deduct those kind of expenses. Any expense that you acquire due to managing, operating this investment property. Second one is when it comes to what is known as the Burr method, specifically the refinance portion of the Burr method. And those of you that aren't familiar with that term, it means you buy a property, you rehab the property, so you improve it. So you're buying something that needs improvement. You're renting it, you're putting a new tenant in there, then you're refinancing. And if depending on the market, and if you bought and rehabbed correctly, you can refinance and pull that cash out. And there's some times where you can actually pull up to 100% of your original investment out. And then the last R is repeat. So then you take that money and go buy the next property. But what I'm talking about specifically is when you refinance and pull that cash out, that's not a taxable event. So you get to pull that money out and not be taxed and then go buy your next investment in property. Now remember, we're not going to take that money and go buy something cool. We're not going to go buy a car or go on a vacation. You want to keep investing, rolling that over and invest. Buy assets first. Let those assets then pay for your lifestyle. So that's very powerful. We get into like the big properties, commercial, multifamily properties that Greenbrier and myself invest in. You're talking about when you're refinancing, pulling out millions of dollars, you're returning that capital to the investors, and then you can just hold the property and just cash flows. You don't have any skin in the game. So you don't have any of your capital left in that property. And you're just cash flowing and taking that monthly, quarterly cash flow home. And you can either take that money and go reinvest it again, which is a smart thing to do, or what have you. Now, next thing is investing. I've talked about this before, is using your retirement accounts. Obviously, a tax advantage is in the tax law. So you can use self-directed IRAs, self-directed solo 401ks, QREPs to invest directly into real estate, whether it's passively in a syndication like we do at Greenbrier, or whether that be you're going to buy like a duplex, triplex, whatever, plex, you're directly doing it yourself. That is powerful as well, because obviously that is non-taxable. You're deferring that. And that's an easy way to start investing, because not everyone has 50, 100K just sitting in a bank account, but a lot of people have it in their retirement accounts, especially if you worked for a former employer that had a 401k and now you're no longer with them, but that 401k is just sitting there. Maybe say it's 100,000 in that 401k, then you can roll it over into a self-directed IRA and then take that and invest in real estate. Now we're going to get in some of the cool stuff. So this is really powerful, and this has what's led to some people being able to generate massive wealth. The first is something called cost segregation that leads into bonus depreciation. So what is cost segregation? So companies will put together a report and do analysis on your property. They hire engineers. These engineers go in and they give values to the property. So it used to be you depreciate the property through something called straight line depreciation. So for commercial multifamily, that's over 27 and a half years. So you take a portion of the property and depreciate it over 27 and a half years. And that would be the depreciation that you could then take and offset your passive income. Well, with cost segregation analysis, what this allows us to do is bring in those engineers and they give everything a different life expectancy, because not everything's the same. A roof's not the same as cabinets, which are not the same as flooring, which is not the same as plumbing, and so on and so forth. So they'll come in, and it's generally the different life expectancies are usually, it's about 7, 10, and 15 years. And so then you depreciate that over those life expectancies, which is going to give you entirely different number, much larger number. And then with the recent tax law, there's something called bonus depreciation, where then you can take all that up front within the first year. Because in the past, you used to have to spread it over the years, but now you can take that all up front. So for instance, on one of our recent acquisitions, and I do want to preface this, always talk to professional tax advisor, CPA. That's not me. I'm not certified, and not every deal is the same. So what I'm about to tell you is not necessarily going to be the deals that happened before or the deals that are going to happen after. But the way, because every deal is different, every property is different. But with this one, we were able to take somewhere around, for every $100,000 that was invested, you got $40,000 in depreciation that you could take up in the first year. So you'd get something called a K-1 that is provided to you that then you'd give to your CPA, your accountant, and that $40,000 can offset any passive income. So that cash flow you're receiving from the property, that's passive income. Maybe you have dividend stocks, that's passive income. Maybe you're a limited partner in a business. That's passive income. You can use that $40,000 of appreciation to offset any passive income you have. And you know, if you don't have enough passive income in that year, then you just roll over what's left over to the next year and so on and so forth. This allows people to really grow wealth, because the point of the show is financial freedom, right? Not just what you make, but what you keep. Well, if you can deduct depreciation and offset your passive income, then you can keep more, thereby allowing you to invest more, cover your daily expenses. And then it gets even better if you're a real estate professional. And what makes you a real estate professional? It's if you work 750 hours a year in a real estate profession. So that could be a real estate investor like myself, real estate agent, mortgage broker, so on and so forth. Anyone who works within that real estate realm works at least 750 hours a year. That's considered a real estate professional. And when you're a real estate professional, that depreciation you get from the cost segregation and the bonus depreciation, where you're able to take it up front, that depreciation you can offset against any income. So not just passive income, but active income as well. So that can really help you grow wealth if you're a real estate professional. Think about that. You're a real estate agent. Say you made $100,000 a year. You invested $100,000 in a property that gave you $40,000 depreciation. That $40,000 could then offset against that active income, that $100,000, and the passive income. So obviously it wouldn't cover all of that, but it's going to cover a big chunk of that. And that's going to allow you to grow your wealth and invest more. And now, one of the best tax strategies that real estate allows, which I will disclose, is up on the chopping block for the upcoming proposed tax law modification. However, I don't think it's going to go through the way it is, because if you look at it, what this does, and this is the 1031 exchange I'm talking about, which allows you to roll over your gains into another like kind investment, meaning you sell your real estate and then roll it over your gains into and buy more real estate, and a tax will be deferred, meaning you're kicking the can down the road. Tax is deferred until you sell and don't do a 1031. And right now it's proposed to limit that to $500,000 in gains, which essentially would negate most 1031s, because most 1031s are going to have a lot more gains than 500,000, especially in the commercial space. The reason why I don't think it's going to happen or go through how it's currently written, there might be some modifications to the existing law, but I do not think to this current extent, because the reason why the government originally did the 1031 is to incentivize investing in real estate. So obviously housing is a necessity. People need roofs over their head, but not everyone can afford to build their own home. So this incentivized investor, not just to develop new property, but to maintain existing property. And currently we're recording this in Q4 of 2021, and we're at about, our housing deficit is at about 4 million units. So we need 4 million units to come to whole in terms of housing units required for our country, United States. So why are they going to take a 1031 away, something that incentivizes people to develop real estate, maintain real estate? Why would they do that? So I don't see it going away completely or to the extent that is currently proposed. There probably will be some type of modification. But anyways, I digress. The purpose of this is the 1031, which I briefly described earlier, allows you, after when you sell a property for a gain, to roll it over and invest into another property, and that tax is deferred. So you keep deferring it until you eventually sell and don't do a 1031. So you buy a property for $1 million. Several years later, it doubles in value. You sell it for $2 million. Now you have a $1 million gain. Instead of being taxed at that $1 million gain, you go take that $2 million and you go buy something, let's say at $10 million. Now you hold that for a few years. And let's say that appreciates to 15. You go sell that. Well, now you got that $5 million gain plus your gain from before. Well, now you're just going to 1031 and buy something even bigger. And you're going to keep kicking that down the road, and taxes are deferred. And the way the law is currently written, if you were never to sell and just kept 1031ing until you died, there's something called reset basis at death. What that simply means is you pass away, your beneficiaries get your properties. And so something called cost basis. So that means, what was your original investment? This could be in anything, real estate, stocks, bonds, real estate, stocks, what have you. So that original basis of the example I gave was $1 million. Well, now let's say it's worth $50 million. The difference is the gain. But the reset of basis at death means the basis goes from $1 million to that $50 million, whatever the value is on the day of death. So now the beneficiaries, your beneficiaries, now have a cost basis of $50 million. And say they went and sold it immediately for $50 million, there would be zero tax, because there's obviously no gain based on their basis. That's extremely powerful. That's how you can grow wealth tax deferred. I look at it as another type of retirement account. So like you get your IRA and your 401k, that grows tax deferred, right? And then when you go to sell, you do get taxed, but this grows tax deferred. And there's a step up in basis, which is similar with a retirement account. If you don't take any money out, which obviously you can't because there's something called required minimum distributions. But if you were, when you die, that also has a step up in basis. So this is another type of retirement plan through real estate, which I won't go through again. There's an episode I did before on why I love real estate and why I love multifamily. There's many benefits over your traditional retirement account, and it's just a great way to diversify. So these are kind of some of the tax benefits. That last one is extremely powerful, allows you really to grow your own real estate empire and create wealth for yourself, your family, generations to come, and then also just be able to give back. Because once you get to that big of a portfolio, you're going to be cash flowing pretty nicely, and you're going to be able to give back to a lot of people, a lot of great causes, be able to live the life that you want to live, be able to provide the life you want to be able to provide to your family. That's what I hope you're here for. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to create a life where I can give back to my family, give back to people that are less fortunate, and just help make the world a better place. So that was just kind of a quick overview of benefits of real estate when it comes to taxes. If you ever have any questions, you know where to reach me. You can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. That's at Sean O'Wins. But I hope you enjoyed this one. And again, if you got any value out of this, I would ask you just share with one person who could get some value out of it as well. I would greatly appreciate that. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.